the pain beneath the surface. What chaplains often notice first? In motorcycle club chaplaincy, pain does not always announce itself clearly. Sometimes it comes out in a joke. Sometimes in silence. Sometimes in a hard stare. Sometimes in a rider who says, "I'm good," but looks worn down. Sometimes in a spouse who is more tired than angry. Sometimes in a man who stays busy, loud, funny, or tough because slowing down would mean feeling what he has been trying not to feel. This is why chaplains must learn to notice the pain beneath the surface. In motorcycle communities, people often carry more than what is visible. There may be trauma from childhood, combat, prison, addiction, divorce, violence exposure, serious crashes, betrayal, abandonment, or spiritual disappointment. Some have learned to survive by appearing strong. Others hide shame beneath confidence. Others keep moving because stillness feels dangerous. A chaplain does not need to become suspicious of everyone, but a chaplain does need to become attentive. Proverbs 25 says, "Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out." That verse fits chaplaincy well. The pain is often there, but it may not appear on the first layer of conversation. What chaplains often notice first is not the whole wound. They notice signs. Maybe the rider gets angry fast over small things. Maybe he drinks hard after emotionally heavy events. Maybe she jokes about darkness in a way that does not sound light. Maybe someone avoids all quiet conversation. Maybe a rider is loyal and present for everybody else, but no one really knows how he is doing. Maybe the spouse says, "He is not the same since the crash." Maybe someone keeps asking for prayer, but never quite says for what. These are not things to exploit. These are things to notice with care. Ministry Sciences helps us understand that hidden struggle often leaks through patterns before it is spoken plainly. Stress, trauma, grief, shame, and addiction often affect tone, sleep, mood, relationships, self-control, and spiritual openness. The person may not be ready to describe the deeper issue, but the issue is already shaping how they live. The Organic Humans Framework reminds us that people are embodied souls. Pain is not just spiritual. It is not just emotional. It can live in the body, the nervous system, the memory, the habits, the relationships, and the way a person carries himself in the room. A rider may say very little, but his body may tell you he is exhausted, guarded, and carrying too much. That means chaplaincy begins with respectful attention. Noticing hidden pain does not mean confronting everything immediately. It does not mean pushing people to disclose. It does not mean acting like a detective. It means learning to see with compassion and patience. A helpful chaplain may say, "You seem like you're carrying a lot." Or, "You do not have to talk if you're not ready, but I want you to know I'm available." Or, "How are you doing?" beneath the usual answer. Those kinds of questions open doors without forcing them. You should also remember this. Hidden struggle often grows in secrecy, shame, and isolation. People may fear being judged, exposed, pitied, or controlled. So the chaplain must become a safe presence, calm, non-coercive, honest, not impressed by appearances, not shocked by pain, not eager to fix. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." But burden bearing begins with noticing that a burden is there. In motorcycle chaplaincy, what you notice first may be the edge of a much deeper story. So, do not rush. Do not assume. Do not ignore. Learn to pay attention to the pain beneath the surface. That kind of attention can become the beginning of real ministry.